Hey everyone, some courses out there charge hundreds of dollars for points 101 information, but that seems a little bit steep, right? One of my goals with this podcast is to show more people from all walks of life what can be possible with points and miles through free materials like this podcast, my Instagram, the free weekly newsletter, and now introducing a free course. If you or someone you know is interested in points and miles, but just not sure how to get started, I've put together everything you need to know about how to earn points and redeem them for your first points trip, including how to get your spouse or partner on board with the game as well. Check out the free course at geobreezetravel.com/free course, and please share it with a friend who would be a great fit for this hobby too. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipino-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking.
I'm going to tell you, I've created a bunch of mini savages around me. My mom is completely spoiled. My nieces are completely spoiled. My kid is completely spoiled because they just... With away by the gate, I'm just like, get away from me. Like we're walking. They're like, oh, we're not going to see the lounge. Like, it's becoming bad. Like, I'm just like, all right. I'm happy because I'm like, all right, great. Yeah, I understand. You know, these are the benefits of having good credit. Like, this is the benefits of taking care of your credit. And it's the benefits. You can have these same benefits as well in the future. God willing, they still, you know, are around as long as you take care of your business. So, now, when we go, it's just like, okay, we're going to the lounge. I'm like, yep. All right. I wanted to get some food. I want to take a video. I'm just like, y'all are plotting yourself out. I was coming back from Charlotte with my mother, and I wasn't sure because I know they were doing with the Centurion Lounge, they were starting to limit how many guests you could bring. And I don't think I have my voucher anymore. I think I used it. So I get there. My mom's like, we're going to go to the gate. I'm like, I don't know. Let's go find out. But she was about to like rip me a new one about going to the gate. Like she was just like, we're going to the gate. I'm looking at her like, whoa.
Hey there, points people. You just heard a clip from Rashida, better known as her handle, Sheeta3. Sheeta is a middle school math teacher, ex-basketball player, turned credit connoisseur. In this episode, Sheeta and I discuss how to get status and upgrades on Delta Airlines, whether you're traveling as a student, traveling with family occasionally, or you travel often. One of the perks of having status might include access to exclusive lounges like Delta Sky Club. If you don't have status yet, don't worry. You can still get into lounges and get all the food and drinks for free with cards like Capital One Venture X, which includes premium benefits such as lounge access, top-tier status with Hertz, a $300 travel credit through the portal, and much more. Remember, if you decide to apply for the Venture X or any other card, never apply directly through Google. Always use a friend or creator's referral link. If you are interested in supporting this show when you apply for your next card, check out geobreezetravel.com/cards. And if you're not sure what card is right for you, I offer free credit card consultations at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. And we have links to the Venture X and the free consultation form for you in the show notes as well. And now, on with the show. Hey, Sheeta, welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast.
Hi, Gia. How you doing?
Hey, I am excited to chat with you. And we're going to talk about how to get upgraded on Delta, because I know people ask all the time, hey, how do I use my points and miles and stuff to just get upgraded if I buy an economy flight first? I personally don't like to do that. If I want to fly business class, I'm just going to book it with points. But we get this question a lot. So I think a lot of people will be interested in this topic. But before we dive into it, tell us a little bit about you and your background and how did you get into the game of points?
All right. So for everybody who, if you're new to me, so my name is Rashida, but everybody calls me Sheeta3 on IG. And my nickname for my family is Sheeta, so nobody really calls me Sheeta. I really started in the points and miles game in college, coincidentally enough. I was broke. I didn't even have a credit card. However, and this is a college tip, this is a college hack for you guys. When I played basketball for Marshall, go Herb. And when we traveled, we always flew commercial. We were a mid-major conference, so we didn't have the private jets like the bigger schools have. So we flew commercial. But you know, when your ticket is bought commercially, it's bought for you. It's not under some umbrella. So every year, every game that we had, we flew American all the time. And my coach, shout out to Coach White, she literally said, Rashida, I feel like you're going to follow up on this. Make sure that you attach your frequent flyer miles to every flight we have. She told that to me like my freshman year. I took the ticket stub home. I meant to the hotel when we got there. I called them and I said, well, I think I had a couple more flights. So I tracked it back like a couple of games to when we were flying. And essentially I had at that point like 10,000 or 12,000 miles just from tracking those five games. After that, I was hooked. I'm like, oh, shoot, it's crazy. So for 4 years, I was stacking miles on my school. So when I graduated, I had like a crazy status and I didn't even fully understand what I was doing. I just knew that they always upgraded me. And I would fly with my mom, I would fly with my dad somewhere, and they would always go, oh, you know, Henriquez, your flight, da da da. And my mom would look at me like, what are you? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I never really understood it until I got my first credit card. And I got my first sign-up bonus. And then when I saw my account had over 200,000 miles in there, just chilling. I never used them. I just knew I was getting upgraded. And I got my first Barclays Aviator card, the red one, the Aviator Red. And that's really how it got started. Like, that intrigued my interest because, I mean, everybody likes a nice upgrade, but I didn't know initially. So shout out to Coach White because she really got me started from my freshman year of college. And then after that, once I understood credit, it just kind of took off from there.
So this was all with American Airlines, right?
It started with American Airlines. It did. I'm not going to lie. As soon as I learned how to use them points, though, I depleted that. That went crazy. It went like a year. It went like a year.
Yeah, I was going to say, what made you go from Team AA to Team Delta then?
Initially, I was Team American Airlines all day. And then I got my first Amex card. Honestly, they had a nice sign-up bonus when I did it, too. It was a Delta Gold card. I think it was like 70,000 miles for the sign-up bonus. And this was back in like 2016. So I feel like the price for the cost, like for miles, has went up dramatically every single year. So like it was a good price back, like a lot of points. I got my first upgrade to like a Delta first class. And I was like, oh, shit, this is nice. And then it just kind of was like, who had the best either cost per flight or per ticket or per miles, like who was competing in that case. And I'm in New York. So JFK, Delta is like a hub right there. So I was getting better rates with Delta when I would pay cash than I would American Airlines. And then the flights were more on time and stuff like that. So I just kind of started leaning that way. And as I was spending the card more, my status started to grow because of card spend. So it just became, all right, well, I know if I fly Delta, I'm going to get upgraded anyway because I'm at like platinum now. So I just tend to go that way more often because I know once I'm looking at it, I could probably get that first class ticket for the cost of an economy.
For anybody who has not experienced domestic first class Delta versus domestic first class American, kind of compare and contrast them for us. What's the experience like? These are all domestic, right? Or are you getting upgraded on international things too?
Yes. So I mostly fly to like the Caribbean. I'm going to start going like super European side, other side, and probably this summer. But for me, it'd be like the chair. It'd be like just a lot of little stuff. Like I pay attention to little nuances, but even like the seats, I know American is kind of changing their seats, but the seats to me are a little bit more comfortable. Even during the pandemic, like the food choices, the snack boxes were a big difference. Not saying that they were good either way. Like I wanted the hot plate, but just even like it was just like the little nuances, like Delta, you know, they ain't Biscoff cookies. They pay attention to a little bit more details than American did at the time. So it just kind of like, plus with the credit card, it just kind of started making more sense for me to go back that way. Now I'm not as picky, because the flash sales that American Airlines have are quite wonderful, but I'm still a little Delta girl.
But do you still have your status with both of them? So if you flew either one, you would still get upgrade.
If I check again, I think last time I checked, it was like one step above gold. I remember the name of it, but I was one step above gold because I have a online business and I use that card for a lot of the merchandise. So I still get all the spend that I need to on that one between that and the Delta business card.
So you said you mostly fly to the Caribbean with Delta. What are some of your favorite places to go?
So my family is Jamaican. Like I'm a Rasta girl at heart. So Jamaica is one of my favorite locations to go to. Aruba is my second. I like Bahamas as well. But Jamaica is always going to be my favorite because I know all the spots. I could take you to any spot. I could take you to the best food spots in any corner of Jamaica. You'd be like, oh my God, it's the best food I have. I'm like, I got something else for you. Come, let's go here. Like, I know Jamaica. So Gaska is always going to be my favorite because it's home. And everybody else, you know, they come a close second. They come a close second.
So real quick, what is the best food place in Jamaica?
All right. It's in the Grill. Push Cart. I love this spot called Sweet Spot. It's like a little, like, normally you can walk to it from the beach. I love their breakfast food. Like, I'm a creature of habit too. So once your food is good, every time I come, you're going to know me. I'm going to know the chef. I'm going to know the chef wife. I'm going to know the owner. I'm going to know the owner's kids. Like, I want to be a part of the family. It's Tenzin Pen. Tenzin Pen. It's on the water. They have like a resort, and then they also have a restaurant. And then there's a restaurant called Lily's. I was vegan for a year until I went there and had a jerk chicken sandwich, and it was over. I was happily vegan too. And then I was like, oh no, I'm gonna just go get it. And I was eating vegan for 2 days, and I just kept seeing that jerk chicken sandwich, and it was done. It was over.
So I assume you're usually flying Delta from New York to Jamaica all the time. How many points normally is it for that route?
For some reason, I've been catching some real sweet spots to go to the sweet spot in the Grill. So when I go from JFK to Montego Bay, the least amount that I spent on it was 18,000 points.
Is that round trip or?
A trip.
Nice.
That's sweet. The most I spent was 26, which is still a good range.
Yeah, that's not bad. A lot of people refer to Delta points as sky pesos because sometimes it's really hard to find mm-hmm. any good uses for them. There's some good things you can do with Europe, but apparently Jamaica is a really good sweet spot for Delta.
When I went to Bahamas, I got a good deal too. It was 22,000 round trip. I'd be skyhawking.
What do you use to find these? Are you just like searching on Delta's website, or are you using Google Flights or something else to find these sweet spots?
So I use Google Flights, and I use, in my opinion, sometimes the prices compared to the cost of the flight in dollars. So I'll put the alert up for me to get a notification. And then I also use, like, I always leverage Thrifty Traveler, Scott's Cheap Flights, and Straight to the Points. Like, I'll utilize these different sites to see what's going on. And then I have all my alerts up. So once I see the flight change, and say they say, like, okay, you know, from New York to Aruba is $600, but all of a sudden it dropped to $430. I'm gonna go check and see how the points related as well, because sometimes that will fall. And then if it falls in a certain way, I'll buy, or if I like the price at a one-way ticket, I'll buy the one-way, and then I'll figure out whoever I'm going to come back with later. Because sometimes you might just have to split it up. You might not get that round trip with that same carrier. That's where American be coming in the clutch sometimes, because sometimes they come back flights be like cheaper too. So I might go with Delta and then come back with American. But I always look and see, like, all right, if it's one way, 200, let me go check the miles real quick. Oh, it dropped. All right, bet. Let me go ahead and cop that. And then I'll wait and see what my return ticket's going to look like.
That's a good way to do it. And I think that's also good that you have allegiance with two separate airlines, because sometimes people are like, oh, Delta or bust. So I guess I'm paying like 5 gazillion sky pesos. So no, I think you have a good system set up.
I'll use everybody. I got to start getting a little more comfortable United, but I don't have status with them. So I'm just like, I don't know.
I'm sure there's a status match out there that you could do one day.
I gotta go and get that. But that's why I don't fly with them often. I'm like, I don't like not flying with status. It just kind of, that's the bourgeois part of me. So I'll just leave it alone.
So let's talk about that status. How did you get your Delta status?
Through a combination of things. So right now I'm at Platinum. Between last year and this year, I took about 24 flights. I do have like a lot of online sales. So I use that card. So I got the waiver through my card spend initially on that card, along with my flight, with my miles flown. So a lot of my flights are longer distances. So I'll do, like, I went to Jamaica a couple times. I went to Bahamas. I went literally from JFK to the West Coast about 4 or 5 times. So that's a lot of miles. Most of my status I got from card spend, I got the card spend, and then I got the miles flown. if you got one long flight, you can get 12,000 miles from one segment as opposed to doing 10 segments to get 12,000. So that's why sometimes I'll choose Delta because I'm like, all right, in the long run, this will benefit me in the future if I go this way. That might not agree with everybody, but that's just how it makes sense for me. Because like, okay, I might save $30 here, but I'll save $400 if I hit the status faster. And you know what I'm saying? In the future. So I'll just, that's why sometimes people are like, oh, why you choose Delta? I'm like, well, the flight difference was $20. I don't pay for bags. I'm more than likely going to get upgraded. So I'm going to have a better experience when I come back and then I go for my next couple of flights. Because I didn't go American or I didn't go with the cheaper option, I hit my status. Once I fly every single time now, I'm going to have a better experience. And to me, money and experiences, I like to be comfortable when I fly, for me personally. Yeah,
don't we all? And I think that's why a lot of people listen to the podcast. So let's talk about, what do you get with Delta Platinum status? Because I have that technically, and I used it once because I was like, oh, status match, let's see if it works. And then I status matched from JetBlue Mosaic to Delta Platinum. I hope that was not a one-time thing, because I used it once and then it expired and I was like, wow, my bags came out really fast and our flight had to get rerouted anyway, so we didn't get any upgrades or anything. But what do you get with Delta Platinum versus Delta Gold versus Delta Diamond, which was one level up? How do, are they all comparable, or is it kind of like Hyatt where Globalist is amazing and Explorers is like,
So I would say Diamond is definitely where I want to get to. So when this Amazon star starts popping crazy, I know I'm gonna get there by the spend alone. But so I was Silver, I was Gold, and I'm Platinum now. When I was Silver, it just seemed like domestically, I mean, the bags are all free, the experiences are similar, but I just know your upgrades happen faster. So like when you're Silver, you might find out a couple hours before. When you're Gold, by like 72. When you're Platinum, it's like 5 days. So sometimes you'll book your flight. Like I booked a flight to go for my sister's bachelorette party. I booked the flight at 8 o'clock. At 8:05, I booked the main cabin. At 8:05, I was Delta Comfort. The trick for me, I just keep looking at how many people are in front of me on that standby list. And I'm just like, please let my status be better. Let my status be better so I can get bumped. Because sometimes, they, like, even for how you get your status or how you spend, there's even a tier for that. I'm not gonna lie, that's a little stingy with certain stuff, but there's a tier to like how you obtain it. So say you always pay cash and that's how you did it, you would have a higher status to me as to how I got mine with miles flown and with card spend. Like they have like even a tier for that, like how you've had it, how long you've obtained it. So I'm a new blood. So somebody who's been Platinum for like 3 years, they're going to beat me to that seat every single time, which you're not going to really see a lot of those unless you find out Atlanta, which is everybody's like Platinum.
That's the thing, is that if you're in Atlanta, everybody's like, I should go for Delta status because I'm in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But Richard Kerr actually had a really good point that he goes for American Airlines out of Atlanta because everybody has Delta status. So the lounges are crowded. Your upgrades are not going to clear because somebody's a consultant who flies from Atlanta to New York mm-hmm. every week. So they're just lifetime Diamond or whatever. But if you have American Airlines Executive Platinum, like Richard does out of Atlanta, then he always gets upgraded. The lounges are empty. He just has it to himself. So
it's no competition. It's not. So that's what, because I learned that the hard way, even when I went to the airport. And I like to cut it close. I'm one of those. I like to see how quickly I can get through clearance, TSA pre-check at the same time. Like, how quickly can we do this? So I go to Atlanta and it's, you're not doing that in ATO because everybody has clearance, TSA pre-check and the line was about the same. I'm like, isn't it supposed to go? Like, now JFK, I got it. I got through in under a minute 47.
Wow.
I clocked it. I put my phone on. I said, all right, I want to see how long it's going to take me. Like, I don't know. Put it in, went through, took it out. Ooh, there we go. 1:47. I said, that's a new, I shouldn't be this late to my flight. But I just wanted to see like how long it would take me. And, you know, my sister was going through on the other side and I was waiting for her about 18 minutes to come through. I'm like, man, listen, I already told you what to do. You need to stop playing. She don't, you know, there's a whole stigma about traveling with credit cards, stuff like that. And people who have, and I'm not going to dive too deep in this, like fears on it. I'm just like, look, get control, budget yourself, allocate your money properly, and let the credit card take care of itself. It's just really that simple for me.
So, I think we've all been there. I think anybody who talks about credit cards on the internet has faced people being like, this is a scam and you're going to destroy everybody's credit. And I'm like, no, you'll be good as long as you follow the rules where you pay everything off in full every month. But so your sister didn't have the TSA PreCheck credit, right? So she's just like in line. Is she traveling with you with Delta? And I think that might be a good segue to talk about companion upgrades. Like if you booked for both of you and you're like, well, my name's on the upgrade list, so bye, sis. Is that how it works? Or does she get to come with you because she's flying on the same ticket?
Don't judge me, audience. Okay, don't judge me. So my sister, she used to be bad. She's good now. She's officially Team Amex. She got herself together. She listens now. She's like, oh my God, I got a credit for this. I'm like, been telling you this, sis. Love you. My mother, on the other hand, is a different story. So I travel with my mom a lot. If I go do business, I'm like, Ma, you want to come? She's like, yes. So I always get her ticket. She's with me. Now, for like the first three flights we went, we were sitting together. Then I got the notification. And she's looking at me like, you going to leave me and go to the front? I was like, absolutely. I've been telling you for years to get it together. The flight
attendant. Oh, my God. Johnny. You left your mom. Like, wait, this would be one story if it was your sister.
My sister got it together quick. My mom didn't listen. So we sit there. She's like, you going to leave me? I said, don't worry, Ma. I got you. The flight attendant comes back and said, you left your mom in the back. I said, you should have upgraded both of us. Then they said she moved her up to Comfort Plus. So she was like a seat behind me. So I was in the first class. I think it was like 4A or 4B. And she was like right behind me right there. And I'm like, what you want me to do? Hijack both? And she's looking at me. She said, you got to take care of your mother. I said, I took care of
my mother. Like, I handled it, Mom. I handled it.
The flight attendant had me cracking up the whole flight. Essentially, I was like, just she gave my mom all my food or whatever, but it was hilarious. Yeah, I will leave you. I will leave you. If it's a long flight, absolutely. I don't like sitting with my knees like this. This is not, I had surgery. This is uncomfortable. This is not healthy. My doctor did not prescribe enclosed environments for me after I had this.
You're a basketball player.
I need to stretch out. It's not good.
So for anybody wondering how the companion upgrades work with Delta, the message of the day is your children will leave you.
Will leave you.
It is no Hunger Games. May the force be with you and may the odds be ever in your favor.
Your favor. I feel no way about it. Just don't.
So if the flight was mostly empty, would they upgrade both of you? It's just that you were the last one on the upgrade and she didn't clear, but yours did.
She didn't clear. She got bumped up. She got bumped up to Comfort and my ticket got bumped up to first. But typically it does bump up. So if you do it with the companion certificate, like the one you get with the Delta Reserve card, they'll bump up both at the same time. So two have to be available. And the sweet spot to that is that, you know, you're only really paying for one ticket. And if Delta One is available, it'll bump both up to Delta One, which is the first time I flew Delta One, I paid $6 for it. And well enough, I only spent like 27,000 miles on the ticket.
What was the route?
It was when they had the JFK to Vegas Delta One flight. I don't see it as much anymore, but it used to be at least like a couple times a week. Now I really only see it to Los Angeles, to LAX, but I was surprised. Like, I didn't think I was going to make it. And it was 8 people and I was number 7. And that's my first one. So I'm like, okay, boom. If you get both that ticket, the cash price of that ticket was $1,800. The miles to that ticket was 127,000 points. And I spent like 27,000 points. So I'm sitting there like, Dennis was a steal. Like, this was a whole steal. And that's I don't like to be cramped. I'm gonna tell you right now. Like, if I sit too long, by the time I get off the plane, I need a whole spa treatment. I need to sit in a tub and soak. My body does not agree with enclosed quarters for more than 4 hours. It just does not. And that ticket I got upgraded. And then when we went back, so I went to Vegas again. I go to Vegas very frequently. Went to Vegas again in September. I went with one of my business partners and I just booked our ticket. I'm like, look, it's like $300. So our ticket got bumped up from Main to Comfort Plus, and they did both of us at the same time. So it was like it was like in the same area too, round trip, which was great. So when you're doing a companion certificate, it's going to bump up both. the person gets the same amenities as you do. If you're booking in general, typically they'll move the seats along with it. But if you're the initial ticket holder, you'll get the full upgrade, and that next person might get just like a bump up from, I call it the toilet seat, but you know.
So how about for, have you done any of the Europe routes yet?
I'm planning all my Europe stuff for the spring because, all right, I teach seventh grade math now. And because I'm a teacher, every time I want to go that direction, it's astronomical during the times that I can travel. But God has been great. So this is probably my last year teaching. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to start taking the time. Then I don't like wasting points. So I'm like, if I can get that flight cheaper, I'll take the less amount of points route so that I can save that for something else.
What are you spending your Delta miles on to travel to Europe? Where are you going?
I'm not going to do Delta with that. That's going to be, that's that pesos thing I was talking about. I normally find those deals when I'm scouring Scott's for cheap flights. He normally, like when I see him pop it up, I'll start looking there. But people ask me for advice all the time. So I know I've helped people get, like, I helped somebody get degrees for like 80,000 business class. And it was just like, they're like, yo, how do you know? I'm like, listen, man, I ain't going to say I'm a guru at all. I just, once I start on a hunt for something, I could find it. And I've helped people go that direction, but I'm like, the time that you can go and time I want to go, I'm getting you 80,000, mine 160. I'm not doing that. I'll just wait. Cause I really started going crazy about 3 years ago. Then pandemic hit and I had to sit down. So about 2018, I started going crazy. And then started picking up like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna go enjoy my life and do what I want to do. I was a workaholic back in the day. Now I'm a funaholic.
I like that.
That works.
Funaholic. I like it. So how does somebody know if space is available to upgrade? Are you just kind of praying to the Delta gods every time? They're like, oh, I hope my upgrade clears. Or is there a way to see how many people are in front of you or like what your probability is before you get to the airport?
Every morning I pray to the Delta gods. I'm about that. No, I'm playing. But now when you look in the app, right? And there could be a more efficient way to do this. This is just the way that I do it. So when I look in the app, and I'm just going to walk you guys through it, right? I have a flight scheduled for Thursday. I'll go there and I always check my seat selection. So I'll go in here and I'll look and see, all right, how many seats are open, right? Now, I'm like, all right, right now there's 6 first class seats. I'm already in Comfort Plus. There's 6 first class seats open. And then I start looking at how much they're charging for the upgrade. That typically would determine if I get it or not. If the upgrade is going up to like $2,000, I don't get it. When it's like super cheap, I just notice in my odds. When upgrades start coming down, I get those more often. I guess because they're trying to sell it, so like nobody's really buying it. That's just my logic for it. But I just noticed that like when it's like, all right, upgrade $1,000. When it comes for the flight, man, I'll be sitting in Comfort Plus chilling. Just, all right, fine. I didn't win that one. But when it gets down to like 400, 300, I'll get the text or the email the next day during that time.
Do you ever just pay for the upgrade? If you're like, it is a long flight. It's $150 to go to first class. I'll just pay it. You never do that?
If it's that and it's a super long flight. But if it's a super long flight, if it's a super long flight, initially, I'm going to be scouring for first class anyway because I don't want to leave it up to chance. But if it's like, all right, I want to test my odds, I'll look. And when I book the ticket, I always look and see like how many first class seats are available. And then I'll do it off of that. If I see the price fluctuating crazy, I'm like, all right, the seats is going to go. I don't want to be sitting cramped up too long. So then, yeah, I'll just either get it with the miles or cash. But typically, I'll just weigh my odds. I'm like 70% upgradable every single time. Like it's been consistent enough to where I'm a little cocky. I'm a little cocky when I do it.
That's fun. When you get to Diamond, it'll probably be like 95%. You're like 90%. I got it made. We're good.
Sometimes it's also the time that you pick to fly. I don't fly during the busiest time. So that also helps in your favor. Like super early flights or like super late flights, you have a higher chance of getting upgraded for those flights as well. So that also would determine how I book my flight as well. Unless I have to fly midday, I have no choice. I'm probably going to pick the earliest flight, which is going to guarantee me the better seat anyway.
And it's less likely your flight's going to get delayed at that point, too.
Exactly.
Awesome. So I know we've gone through a lot of different things. That's perfect advice for checking on the app how many open seats there are in first class, kind of weigh your probability of getting upgraded, leave your mom in economy, do what you got to do to get upgraded to first.
Don't judge me, Julia. Don't judge me.
All sorts of fun tips. Any other how to get upgraded on Delta tips for listeners today?
I will say how to get yourself some free points.
Sure. I can't believe we've already recorded more than 100 podcast episodes. It feels like we just started yesterday, but we've already covered so many great points and mile strategies on this show and have many more to come. If you're new to this show or looking to level up your points game quickly, I offer a bunch of resources at geobreezetravel.com/start here. It includes links to free consults, free trials to some of my favorite points tools, and also links to services like group coaching, which start at only $5 per session through the Patreon. Again, that's geobreezetravel.com/start here, which I have linked for you in the show notes. And speaking of the Patreon, this week's Patreon shout out goes out to Brian. Thank you so much for being a part of the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon community.
So if anything at all goes wrong with your TV, your Wi-Fi, your outlets, your chair, your seat, anything at all in your check-in experience, let your flight attendant know. Because what they'll end up doing is find like a complaint or a survey form or whatever. And you'll find an extra 5,000 points. I've done it. I don't want to say I've done it, but things have happened to where I've had to voice like, you know, this is my crying voice. You know, I'm so disappointed with Delta right now because because, you know, I expect so much because of these Biscoff cookies and I'm just fainted that my TV didn't work for 20 minutes. And the flight attendant's like, it didn't work for 20 minutes. Why didn't you tell us? I said, listen, I just figured y'all would come and fix it and this. And they're like, 20 minutes? They said, all right, we're going to put something in. And they put in a complaint. Boop, boop, boop. By the time I got off, I checked into my hotel. It was like, oh, you know, for your troubles, blah, blah, blah. It was an extra 5,000 points. So anytime something goes wrong, you know, Delta, I'm so disappointed.
Have you ever heard of somebody overdoing this and like it going wrong? I imagine as long as you're civil about it and you're not like screaming.
Civil. You know, I'm always civil. I'm the nicest person you'll ever meet. I promise you. Probably the nicest person you'll ever meet. But you know, once you do this to your head, they're just like, yo, what is wrong? What is wrong?
For everyone who's listening on the podcast and not watching this on video, where you put the back of your hand to the top of your head, like a drama artist being like, oh, woe is me.
Sometimes, you know, you look up and get an extra 5,000. To be honest, that actually ended up paying for another flight that I needed like literally a week later. And I was short about 3,000 miles. And then just, I said, oh, God, it's great. This is amazing.
Do you ever get a lot of free points from the late baggage thing too? Or are your bags
My bag, I've had the same suitcase since college. My Nike duffel that they gave us my junior year is my favorite suitcase. It's compartmentalized. This bag has been through war. I see it first every single time. I'm like, be late, be late, be late, be late. That thing starts swirling out. I'm just like, get my bag, get out of here, man.
That's the thing. When you have high status, they process your bags first, so then you never get the late bag credit. If you are flying in economy, I guess this is the perk for if you are very low status or no status with Delta. When your bag is more than 20 minutes late from your plane landing and getting to the jet bridge to when you get it at baggage claim, you can just fill out the Delta late baggage form, get some free points that way. And I think it's almost enough for like a glass of Dom in the Delta Sky Lounge. That's the thing with Delta Sky Pesos. If you're like, I don't know how to spend my Delta points and I can't find any flights I want to take. If you have any Delta flight and you're hanging out in the lounge, you can use those points for fancy drinks, fancy foods. So have you ever done that?
I have. I don't drink anymore, which is sad, but I have.
Oh, Delta Sky Lounges are nice.
Some of them, like, I'm like, yo, who is the chef, man? Let's just get this guy a big job. Like, to be honest, like, lounge experiences, I think they make, and I always say in my opinion, because everybody has their own opinions, and I respect everybody's opinion. In my opinion, it just makes your airport experience like so much more prominent. Like, I'm going to tell you, I've created a bunch of mini savages around me. My mom is completely spoiled. My nieces are completely spoiled. My kid is completely spoiled because they just went away by the gate. I'm just like, get away from me. Like, we're walking, they're like, oh, we're not going to see the lounge. Like, it's becoming bad. Like, I'm just like, all right, I'm happy. Because I'm like, all right, great. Y'all understand, you know, these are the benefits of having good credit. Like, this is the benefits of taking care of your credit. It's the benefits. You can have these same benefits as well in the future. God willing, they still, you know, are around. As long as you take care of your business. So now when we go, it's just like, okay, we're going to the lounge. I'm like, yep. All right. I wanted to get some food. I want to take a video. I'm just like, y'all are plotting yourself out. I was coming back from Charlotte with my mother. And I wasn't sure because I know they were doing with the Centurion Lounge, they were starting to limit how many guests you could bring. And I don't think I have my voucher anymore. I think I used it. So I get there. My mom's like, we're going to go to the gate. I'm like, I don't know. Let's go find out. But she was about to like rip me a new one about going to the gate. Like she was just like, we're going to the gate. I'm looking at her like, whoa. And my mom, she can't, she had COVID a while back and it kind of messed with her lungs. So she can't walk the airport as frequently. So I'm just pushing her in the wheelchair. And I'm like, you know, you kind of bossy from this chair, you know, like you kind of bossy. And she's like, all right, we're going to the lounge, right? I'm like, all right. So we go over to the lounge and then I see that you could bring two guests into the Centurion. So my business partner was there as well. So we all came in and she's like, This is how you live, Sheeta. This is how you live. And she kicks back in the little soundproof room, went and did her little meeting she had and came out and see this and see, you can't do these type of things at the gate.
I think we all have this fear. I don't have children, but a lot of people who have children who've been on the show or just in general, who fly with points and they're like, my child experienced business class at age 6. I don't know what else there is at this point.
You can't bring them backwards. You can't go backwards with them. They're gonna look at you like, where are we going? And they do. From the youngest to the oldest. Because once you start doing it for your parents, at this point you have to like, I birthed you. I took care of you since you were young. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? They start guilt. I don't know if you experienced a guilt trip.
Oh, I'm Filipina. So
there you go. I'm Jamaican. The guilt trip is in the eyebrow. It's in the brows. It's here. It's in the eyebrow. They start looking at you like this. All right. You win. Whatever it is.
Oh, the guilt trips of the moms. Yep. I have actually had clients who are like, hi, we need to earn more points because we gifted our parents business class to India last holiday season. And now they won't go back in economy. So we have to figure out how to earn more points. It's true stories. Oh, so this is why we have the show. So with everything that you've learned about American Airlines upgrades, Delta upgrades, getting free Delta points by saying, I'm so disappointed with Delta.
That's my favorite word, distraught.
I'm destroyed. With everything that you have learned, what would you say is your number one piece of advice for listeners today?
All right. My number one piece of advice would be, and I say this because people ask me this a lot, figure out what system works for you and then flow with that. I like upgrades. I like first class experiences. That's my personal preference. You might like just getting there, however you get there. One of my sisters, she doesn't care how she gets there. She just wants to go. For me, it's about the entire experience. So figure out what flows for you and then set up your profiles, your point systems that way, because what's for me might not be for you. Like I'm gonna tell you right now, I crack jokes on Spirit all the time. You will never catch me dead on a Spirit flight. But some people, they're like, yo, I get there how I get there. And I respect that. I was traumatized at 16 and that PTSD has lasted for 16 more years. Other people, they don't care. You know what I'm saying? So I would say like, figure out what your route is going to be, how you want your experiences to be, and then layer your cards accordingly. Because you might not need a platinum. You might not need a check. Like you might not need all these bigger tier cards with these expensive annual fees like everybody else. You might just need like a built card and a Capital One Venture X, and that's the route you're going to take. But don't feel like you have to conform to everything. Figure out what your flow is, how you like to fly. And then you set yourself up to do that accordingly. And then also, you know, always be in tune to what's next and what's new.
Great advice. And speaking of great advice, can you give shout outs to other people on the internet who you love following for points and miles content?
Oh, so first, Julia, you number one. I told you I was a fan. I geeked out a little bit in the beginning. I got that out.
Oh, thank you.
I did. I was like, man, I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know, My man Ben's Big Deals. He is just an amazing person and real passionate about hotels when it comes to luxury. You know, his daughter is one of those who will never, like, she will never, you will not catch her not getting upgraded. She knows how to maneuver it now, probably better than me. I'm not gonna lie to you. She's a little savvy. Spencer, straight to the points. He's very efficient when it comes to it. And, you know, just those are just off the top of my head. Those are people that I rock with.
Awesome. And where can people find you on the internet?
All right. So if you're looking for me on the internet, I talk about a lot of things, credit. So my Instagram name is at Sheda3, every single time. SHEDAH, the number 3. Sheda is my nickname because my name is Rashida, and my jersey number in college was the number 3. So that's really how that came together. Real simple. I'm on Instagram. I do go live like every single day. Whether talking about credit, business credit, just, you know, entrepreneurship journeys. I mean, just straight positivity, because it's just like so much negative stuff in the world. I just always feel like you got to have a safe haven, just be yourself and just talk love and light to people. So that's essentially my platform. I love talking about travel hacking as well, or travel efficiency, whatever you want to call it, because I feel like if it was cheaper, you would do it more. So learn from the people who are teaching that, like Julia, like Ben, like Spencer, even Owen and all them guys, like, who are teaching y'all how to do this stuff, because it works. If we wouldn't be so passionate about it if it didn't work. So that's where y'all can find me on Instagram.
Perfect. Well, thank you again, Sheda, so much for coming onto the show. This was, first of all, very entertaining and also so informative about how to get upgraded on different flights, which everybody is looking to do. I think if everybody had the chance to not sit in economy, and if they could get the hot plate with food and I'll just get on the upgrade list, that would be fantastic. So thank you so much for sharing all of your tips and tricks with us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!